Dogs, Mike speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, just trying to touch base with Jeannie. It's Pete from Cardiff. She ran out.
She might be. Let me go check.
Thank you.
This is Jeannie.
Hey, Jeannie. It's Pete. How you doing?
Good.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. Here already.
Yep. Just wanted to circle back here. Any ETA on getting a quote for your truck, or you've not really been looking yet? Too busy?
Well, I checked with them. The one that I had my eye on, they sold. But, you know, they now have financing available also through Full Circle.
Perfect. We can at least match or beat anything you get from anyone else. I mean, honestly, probably most of the time in that kind of case, we do end up being, you know, significantly lower, and or we'll just go back to the drawing board and make it lower because, you know, we've been around in the equipment for so long, like 15 years, that, you know, we have a good amount of lenders and programs that we can reach out to if, you know, we can't even get the best deal. So.
Well, I thought that when I originally did this, you guys kind of didn't want to do the equipment thing. You told me to go for the loan, and then, so I don't know. I mean, I'm still, what I'm waiting to hear right now is the deal on whether or not I get this space, and then mm-hmm. when I find that out, then I'm going to kind of decide what I want to do.
What your game plan is. I got you. October, mid-October, what's kind of your time frame here?
On what?
When you're going to get when you know or you're going
to
get
Well, they have a meeting I'm hoping to know today, but, I mean, they have all the paperwork and everything, but if he misses the meeting today, then, I don't know, they meet sometime next week, so.
All right, so maybe this time next week I'll give you a call, kind of see where you're at, and I know we have the capital thing open, but it's a little too expensive for you.
Need to look for that elsewhere, too, because if I do this store, I am definitely going to need that, but.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I could get. I mean, I don't know if I went down to 20 grand instead of the 33, if that would change anything, but it probably wouldn't change it enough.
Well, let me take a quick peek at it. I guess if it was 20 instead of 33. Yeah, I mean, we can look into maybe getting a shorter. I know I see in some of the notes here, I see there's definitely shorter term options, so that might also be, you know, we can get you a little bit less here. We do like to work backwards usually. So if you're looking for 20, I can get you some numbers on that.
Shorter term, what do you mean? Then that means
No, I see some notes in there, but we can get you 20 probably on the 10 month as well. You want me to try and do that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's worth looking at. But again, I'm not looking so much for, I'm looking more for, you know, a monthly payment than that daily stuff. I just don't like that daily stuff.
That's basically just predicated on credit. And, you know, you had that the 633, so it's just, I think the threshold to even get into the weeklies is going to be like 700. And, you know, I'm not discouraging you from reaching out elsewhere. I mean, they are going to run your credit again, but all this kind of, the working capital stuff is very, very similar across the board. I doubt you'll get anything in the monthly or weekly unsecured. You can get monthly payments, you know, for a secured loan all day, usually through your bank, but, you know, you got to put up your house through, like, a home equity line, something like that. Unsecured cash, It's just because if basically the reason they do the daily payment is if somebody's going to default, say they just like don't have enough money to, you know, in the bank account, there's no avoiding it. The reason they do the daily payment is so that they can get even a little bit before you default on it. So if you're going to default on...
Oh, hello? Oh, I lost you.